A young mother found video clips of her newborn baby among nearly 6,000 other infants on a commercial website without parents' consent. How did the footage get uploaded online? And, of course, there's the other question about private information safety for grown-ups and babies in general in China. But first of all, guys, please tell me more about how did the 6,000 baby infant videos get online?
Well, a mother in Hefei, Anhui province, once searched her name on Baidu, China's largest search engine. I think she did it for fun, but accidentally she found a video clip showing her baby in the infant incubator on a commercial website. Personal information of her baby, including name, gender, and diagnostic information, is visible on the leaked video. What's more, videos of nearly 6,000 infants have also been found on this commercial website, reported local news portal AnhuiNews.com. There's one common feature for all of these infants. They were born in the same hospital, that is Anhui Province Maternal and Child Healthcare Hospital. The hospital says it was, the hospital itself was also the victim of the hackers. Well, I might have to reserve my doubts here, because if it is the problem of the hacker, why has it hasn't been found for such a long time. The uploading time of the video clips has been continued for nearly 2 years. If the mother hasn't been seen the video by accident, there may be more information about infants leaked online, which seem to be a common problem nowadays. Or maybe there is a third-party data company. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I think this is a real problem, because they always say, don't put anything online unless you want everybody to know about it, everybody to see it. And that goes for absolutely everything, even if it's private information, even if it looks secure. And in this case, presumably, the hospital did the right thing right at the start and put in systems in place, but maybe not. I mean, maybe we're learning that the hospital didn't do enough right at the start.
Yeah, I think it is still a bit of a mystery that we still haven't gotten to the bottom of it. And I know there's an investigation going on right now to try to discover how exactly did all this information, video footage, get online. But first of all, I want to ask you guys regarding this topic that why were there videos of babies collected by the hospital? How did that happen?
I think the information about the babies or the infants is quite valuable because maternal and infant information is usually regarded as high value-adding information. There is a Chinese saying called 女人和孩子的钱最好赚。That means women usually tend to spend big, and also the parents are willing to spend big on their children. In particular, Chinese parents are willing to spend a lot of money on pregnant women and babies. So if you gain access to those valuable information, there's a larger chance that you can make big money on that. And therefore, the leakage of such personal information can be sold at a higher price.
I guess also there is a trend these days, isn't there, that certainly hospitals want to give reassurance to mothers and, for example, if they can't physically be next to their babies because they're very sick and they're in incubators, the only way to do that is to then have cameras pointing at the babies, and then the parents can log in from wherever they happen to be. It's not just in hospitals. They're doing it for, you know, is my home safe?
Yes.
And you can dial in. You can get these apps which dial in and you can see whether somebody's breaking into your home. There's not much you can do about it if you can see somebody going through your private things, but, you know, it happens. And I think in this case, you know, I think if I were in the same position, I would feel very reassured to be able to see my child. I think that I don't have a particular problem with this service being offered. Obviously, the problem here has been that either there weren't sufficient security measures put in place by the hospital to make sure that the information could only be accessed by the parents, or there were people working in the hospital, maybe. Who knows? I mean, there's got to be an investigation. And they perhaps were tempted by, as you were saying, that there are people who want this kind of information. This is valuable commercial information. So people would be tempted and think, well, here, I can make some money.
Oh, making money is probably what everybody has in mind, and I think often a lot of the bad decisions or the decisions that sometimes you can't understand, it stems just from that very bold two words, making money.
Making money,
yeah,
that's what it comes down to.
Exactly. And here, at first, when I read the news, I didn't think it was as big of a deal, as naive as I can be, I suppose, because what I saw was just photos of babies who...I think look exactly the same. I mean, it's only the parents who can tell.
Every baby is different.
Really?
Parents will tell you that.
Yeah, that's what parents say. But for outsiders, it's like, yeah, it's a cute one and they all look the same. And then I realized, okay, that is just from my point of view. You feel free to disagree. But then I later on realized that there's also that extra information like you guys have been talking about. Parents' information, babies' information,including like when he or she is born, weight, and maybe the condition it might have suffered since birth, and all strings of information has been included in collected by the hospital and therefore leaked as well. So this time it's the video footage and extra information about infants, but is this information leakage situation a big problem here in China?
It's everywhere, because they tried back in the UK for the last 10, 15 years, they've been trying to put patient records online so that, for example, I could go to any part of the country and see any doctor and they would have all my information securely by looking online. But they just haven't managed to do it. And the biggest problem is it's almost impossible to get security, total security with these kind of systems. It doesn't matter. You see these people who set themselves up as experts to advise you on how to make everything secure, but I'm not 100% sure that they actually have any answers.
Yeah, it's everywhere, and there's a specific figure about the situation in China. That is a report from the Social Investigation Center of China Youth Daily. It showed nearly 89% of respondents admitted that they had experienced troubles caused by the personal information leakage. Take the newly born infant example. Almost every parent will get various types of promotional phone calls after giving birth to a baby, including some of the information are quite detailed, including the date and the date of the birth and how old is the baby and even your address possibly. So it's harassing many parents. I think Heyang, back to your question earlier, I think it's not just the photo problem, it's the information. It's the information which the swindlers or cheaters focus on. What if the information fall into the hands of some bad people? That would make the kidnapping and some other crimes easier. And that would put parents and babies in a very bad situation.
I think also what worries me here is that after a woman has had a baby, she's in a very vulnerable position. She may be very tired, and if she starts to get telephone calls from people who are trying to sell her things, that's not a good time.
Or it is the best time, actually, in the eyes of the bad people.
Of the bad people, yes, exactly, because they know that they're more likely to be able to sell something or just target them with services that maybe they just don't want.
Yeah, exactly. And these days, I'm not a mother yet. I hope I can become one in the future. But I look at these moms that have only just had babies, and the kind of phone scams that they're victim to, and it happens to like each one of them, apparently. That kind of situation is not one you want to be at. And there's like a whole bunch of services, you know, quote unquote, that are targeting these moms and babies. And I'm just baffled at the variety. Apparently, there's like selling you vitamins, they're selling you all kinds of baby powder and baby food stuff, and from like clothes to everything, insurance, and even this weird thing that I've only recently learned, maybe we only do it in China or East Asian countries, that is taking a bit of the baby's first batch of hair and make it into a feathered pen.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, Tai Mao Bi. And I was really surprised, and I'm educated as I'm doing this show. So there's this...all this information or all this, business that can, arise from all of this. And moms simply cannot escape from these phone calls.
Oh, yeah. And more than that, He Yang, some people just want to sell you stuff. It is a bit annoying, but it won't harm you. But sometimes there is a risk of a telecom scam and you will lose money. For example, some parents may receive a phone call saying they're from the local health authority and might give you some subsidies for giving birth to a baby, and they pretend to be very authoritative and know a lot of, they know a lot of information of you because they gain access to the information firsthand. And if the parents believe that and transfer some procedure fees to the cheater, and then the money will be gone.
Ooh, that sounds very dodgy. And especially if the bad people have all that personal information from you and your family, then they can easily gain your trust as they try to scam you of money. And I think this is a really, really...serious situation overall. I don't think it's just the baby's information, but also I think adult information as well. But here, let's go back to the safety of baby's information first. Isn't it supposedly easier to guard the baby's information? Because there's only...
A limited amount of information.
Exactly.
They've only been on this planet for, literally a few days.
You're taking words out of my mouth, Bob.
So, yeah, I mean, in theory, it should be but I suppose they're not really targeting the baby here, are they? They're using the baby to get through to the mother. So the baby is...not the victim, strangely enough, in this case. Maybe further on down the line. I mean, there is the dark web, which is where all the criminals hang out and like to gather information, and there's a great trade in information. And this is exactly the kind of information that gets stored in the dark web, and then later on, when maybe this baby is going off to school or is, in later life, suddenly the information, for example, identity fraud, that there may be somebody else in the world, in China, or anywhere in the world, basically, who now takes on that identity. They know exactly who this person is, when they were born, where they were born, who the parents were. That's everything they probably need to set up the identity and be believable.
Oh, yeah. And for adults, since adults have many social contacts, because adults have been existing on the planet for a longer time. For babies, I think it's relatively easier to trace the source of information because there are only three departments which have access to the baby's information on first hand. That is hospitals where these babies were born, community hospitals that inoculate the babies, and maybe household registration departments or Hu Ji Bumen. So only several departments have the chance to register the baby's information. So I think the police often say to the media that such information may be sold for many times due to its high additional value. I think that's the excuse. And if you want to trace the whole process, you can start from the three departments at the very beginning.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. But why is this happening so rampantly?
I think it goes back to what we were saying, that there are some people who are bad or people who are desperate. I mean, let's not paint everybody as being bad. There may be reasons why they are tempted to do the wrong thing. And if they can see, they can make a lot of money out of this kind of information. It only takes one person in one hospital to access this information. One weak link in the whole chain, and the information is out there for everybody to use.
Yeah, and also I think the punishment is too light nowadays, Because there is no specialized personal information protection law now in China. Altogether, there are 40 laws, over 30 codes, and 200 regulations with separate articles on personal information protection, but these articles can't work together to decide the punishment. If the punishment is too light, that won't prevent people to committing those crimes. And let's look at some former cases and the punishment. Many criminals have sold tens of thousands of pieces of personal information, but only ended up several months in prison or receiving suspended sentence. And Chinese software development networks once leaked over 6 million pieces of personal information, but the punishment it received was only administrative warning. According to this researcher Liu Renwen from Law Institute of Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, though it would be a difficult task to punish these people according to the criminal law without a specialized personal information protection law. So yeah, if the punishment is not there, then some people would like to take risk.
And I think it's really interesting when maybe it's just because of this age we live in, the so-called big data era, that now information is money. And then it's not something you can control. Like, somebody else is making a boatload of money from just mining our information. And when I listen to what Yu Yang says, it's like our law might have been so much lagging behind in not realizing the importance of other people selling and buying and then mining our information that you don't really know what could come out of it. And often it's not really good consequences.
Yeah, exactly. And China has been studying to make a personal information protection law since 2003. Now, over a decade has passed. There's still no official regulation coming out. So there is a lot of legal work to do, and the legislative departments should step up their pace in lawmaking process of personal information protection law.
But it is, I guess this, as you say, it is still very new. We're still coming to terms of the scope of the internet and how it's going to change our lives, and it's changing our lives in so many ways. And I have to admit, one of the things I noticed about coming to China is that the internet is being used so much more for everyday life here than you might find in other parts of the world, certainly in back in the UK, where I think we're actually quite backward in using the internet and mobile technology. But we do have a data protection law, which has been around for some time, and I would say that it probably doesn't really work. And even once the authorities here in China can manage to put together a law which can tackle data protection so that it's kept in locked filing cabinets or it's behind passwords in computer data systems, even once that happens, I still think there are too many ways that information can get out and be used by these people who want to use the data for their own purposes, to make money or to create identity, which I think is a big threat.
Exactly. And also, even if, let's say, Chinese lawmakers have incorporated this new segment into our legal code, but still, how do you execute the law? How do you gather evidence? And who is going to do that? And who is there going to defend our rights in that regard? I think I don't have any answers to any of that. And if a law cannot be executed, then why is it there? What is the purpose?
Well, I think that's what we have found. That has been our experience, certainly in the UK, because we also had a redevelopment of an organisation that could look at the look into these kind of cases, which was SOCA. And they also had problems because it takes such a long time to gather evidence, and even then they have to have specialized detectives who understand how the internet works and can actually break through these very clever systems that people have developed to protect themselves if they are using this information illegally. And even then, it is still a problem, and many people are scammed, or a lot of personal information is being used illegally in the UK. So I wonder whether this is something that we're just going to have to come to terms with.
What? We're just giving it up, throwing in the towel.
I think it might be that we just have to be really careful about our personal information and find better ways of keeping it to ourselves and not actually taking it any further, not putting it online.
Okay, that's one thing we can do that can start from every one of us. Are there any other suggestions that we can protect ourselves in some way?
Yes, and if the suggestions start from ourselves, there are three suggestions from...
You've got
it
clearly mapped out.
Yeah, it's given by the State Internet Information Office. Measure one, you have the right to ask the provider of the Internet service to delay the information or take other necessary measures to stop the information leakage. And measure two, you can report or file a complaint to the Public Security Department and relative authorities. The China Internet Illegal and Unhealthy Information Reporting Center will accept the report and deal with it. There is a hotline that is 12377, and also there is an official website to deal with this. And the last measure, that is, you can take legal measures to protect your own legal rights according to China's tort law and China's law on the protection of consumer rights and interests, including asking the infringer to apologize, compensate, and reputation. And what's more, beside all of you guys have talked about, I think the work ethics of one certain group should be promoted. That is the professional technical staff, because they are the people who gain the first-hand access to the information, and they will face the greater temptation, because according you guys have elaborated, information is money. Information is so valuable, and they face a lot of valuable information, and it's really hard to resist the temptation sometimes. And I can give you an example later, maybe. And because this information can be sold at a very high price, and so I think the work ethics of that group of people should be enhanced.
But I think this temptation which you were speaking about is going to get an awful lot worse, because we've got the Internet of Things coming around the corner. And I think I saw a story the other day, 100,000 Android phones have got a virus in them, which is giving information to these people who want to mine data and use it for their own means. So it's something that we're going to have to come to terms with. This is not going to go away as a problem.
Yes, and it has to be dealt with. And in this case specifically, I think the hospital has responsibility. Even we need to find out whether it was hacked or it was just selling information. And also for that commercial website that has all this information right now, that party cannot be left off the hook, because it's obvious who's benefiting from it.